Welcome everybody to the small video clip of our multi-touch uptake for Microsoft Dynamics ERP. My name is Bjorn Kuyt and I will tell you a little bit more about how we've used the Windows 7 touch capabilities to develop new software for Microsoft Dynamics ERP. A little bit more about TwoIncrease. We are a pure play ISV and in that sense an extension of the Microsoft development team. We work with over 60 employees and we develop software primarily around Dynamics AX and Dynamics NAV in vertical solutions. Again, we are recognized by Microsoft in a couple of occasions that you can see here, and we are represented in the Netherlands, North America, Denmark, Iceland, Norway and India. So let's talk a little bit more about what we're trying to achieve here. We are actually uptaking the Windows 7 multi-touch technology to build ERP forms that are commonly used for repetitive tasks. The idea behind it is to increase the usability of the so-called complex processes in ERP, such as sales order entry and, for example, order picking or production report as complete. With that, we hope that we make the application more simple to use and more intuitive, and in the end, increase the adaptation rate of people of ERP processes in general. From a relevance and impact standpoint, we think that simplifying repetitive ERP tasks, as just mentioned earlier before, will reduce training time, increase the adoption rate of end users, also be more user-friendly to use, more fun to use, and ultimately it will solidify both ours as well as Microsoft Dynamics ERP market position. So how did we do it and what technology did we use? Within the Visual Studio 2010, we have the capability to use a new framework around touch technology that came over from the Surface technology. Over here there's a small picture that shows how this all works. But basically we're uptaking the .NET 4.0 framework, as well as over here the inertia processor interface that we can develop against in terms of calculating how things can be moved around by multi-touch over the screen. Enough said about that, let's go to the prototype. So here we are in our prototype environment. As you can see, there's several different things here on the screen. The main idea is basically to be able to pick one of these things up, and as we go through it, basically scroll through this list or even move it around and like bounce it around, as you can see here, and more or less be able to pick items, actually pick an item selection out of Dynamics ERP. And over here we have the capability then to create a bill of material that we can pick out of these items and ultimately assemble and send back to Microsoft Dynamics AX as a new kit or bill of material. So you can see a little bit more, we can move around things here and try and change the fonted size, or more or less like work on changing the sizes as we speak here, what we're doing over here. And from there we can easily zoom into the detail and scroll to all the different items that are called out of the item or product master from Microsoft Dynamics, and ultimately will be pulled into a bill of material structure, and this way we could assemble a bike or any other product for that matter.